I mean, lots of great rock and roll still to come. But here we are. It's Friday morning, and it's our weekly West Plains Zizzer Coaches Show. Joining me, Mason Miller, head coach of the West Plains Zizzer boys basketball team. How we doing, man?
Good. How about you?
Better. You look better, too.
Well, I feel way better than I did about 2 weeks ago.
Hey, last couple of weeks, we've been like near death. Let's just start right there. Team getting healthier, better?
Yeah, we're healthier. had a couple out yesterday because of sickness. But besides that, we're healthier than we were about this time last week.
Yeah. Well, it just kind of, that's the thing about this flu bug, you know. I mean, it comes and it takes a couple weeks.
Yep.
Because one player gets it or two gets it, and you think they get better, they come back. You think, woof, boy, we dodged it. You get ready for a game, two more are down.
Yep.
Three, four are down. You know, yep. I mean, it just, but yeah. Yeah, it's it is going around, so, you know, wash your hands. Pretty eventful last, last time we talked. Of course, we had the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. And winning two games in that, hey, it's better to win two than lose two.
Yep, I for sure. Last time we talked was obviously last Friday, and we had just been in Marshfield, lost to Hartville, and then turned around on last Saturday, played Mountain Grove, and obviously it's their tournament, it's their gym. We played. Our boys played really good overall. Felt like we shot the ball really good. Moved the ball, played defense, got out and ran a little bit, and just we controlled the pace of the game on both ends of the floor, I felt like.
Yeah. And then came Tuesday.
And then came Tuesday. played Class 4 number 2 Rogersville. Coach John Schaefer does a great job. I remember whenever he was at Hillcrest, and had some athletes there, won a state championship there, has been to two Final Fours at Rogersville now. But he does a great job there. That matchup zone, is extremely hard to play. Especially, the more years I've watched Coach Schaefer, I mean, if he has athletes, it's just really hard to play against.
You know it's a good zone when you watch it and you go, are they playing man to man or are they playing a zone?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and well, they're sagging off. They're playing a matchup, 2-3 matchup zone. Sometimes it'll 3-2.
Yep.
And Rogersville's just very good defensively. I think is probably they can score.
Yes, they can. Their offense really revolves around their defense. They love to try to get out and run. We just had a hard time guarding overall on Tuesday night. And we didn't hit a ton of shots. But outside of that, I mean, the one thing we can do, that's our first conference game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're looking into tonight against Rolla.
Yeah, another state-ranked team in Class 5.
Yep.
They're not in your district, are they?
They are not.
Rolla, a very good team. And Harlan and I were talking a couple years ago. Had a young man that was a freshman. Harlan goes, this kid, he's going to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done nothing. He's gotten better each year.
Yep. And he's big. He's long.
Yeah.
The Ethan Brown kid. I mean, he came down here last year and he had a really good game against us last year. But going into this game, they're long. They're pretty athletic. They're skilled. They can shoot it. Another really good coach we're going up against this week. Coach Mark Miller.
Mm-hmm.
He always has his boys prepared. Always know how to get to the right spots. Always run their sets correctly, or they just execute just on all phases of the game.
Yeah.
Ethan Brown is their best player, their go-to. But I will say, going through and just looking at looking at him, I was telling some of our boys last night, I mean, he leads them. I mean, not very many players lead you in points, rebounds, and
everything.
Assist.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about Ethan, he's just a matchup problem,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, okay, we're going to put a big on him.
Yep.
Well, guess what?
He's going to spread you out.
He'll
get you out.
Yep. And mm-hmm. because he can shoot three.
Yep, he can.
And he can post you up.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I say this all the time when I'm doing play-by-play, he will, you know, he's not one of these kids where it's a three or it's a dribble drive.
Mm.
No. He can shoot the three. He can dribble drive. He can post up. But where I think he's most dangerous is those 6 and 7 footers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially if you, because anytime you, whenever I watch film, I mean, everybody's so focused on him that they overhelp, and boom, okay, so now I get my teammate open and
dish it off
or dump it down. And Ethan's very unselfish.
Very.
Very unselfish.
But that's the thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
his game is so good, he can set the tone in a multitude of ways.
Mm-hmm.
He can, you know, shoot three. He can post up. He can take those short jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
And depending upon what the defense is going to do, okay, they're going to double team me. Here you go.
Yep.
There's a wide open layup.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's going to be a problem. And I think what teams have had success on him, they've been able to have an athlete
mm-hmm.
that's willing to take the challenge. And I think as a player, if you're asked, hey, look, he's yours tonight. I mean, that's got to be something that just makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside that, I mean, because as an athlete, you want to be pushed. You want to be challenged. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a better challenge. Right
oh,
now.
Hey, it's a great challenge. And I know we have, I've had two of my players
want a crack at him?
Who want a crack at him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go see what we can do.
Yeah.
But overall, going up against Raleigh, I mean, they play a tough schedule. I mean, obviously they play an independent schedule, so their schedule, they're kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
But they're gonna play a little three. They're gonna play a little 3-2. They're gonna play a little 2-3. They're gonna play a little bit of man. They may get out and trap you a little bit. They may not. But they really mix it up on defense a lot.
Yeah.
We just got to prepare and got to notice what kind of defense they're in.
Well, you know what the great equalizer is?
Mm-hmm.
Three ball.
Yep.
I mean, if the shots are falling, and I'm not a huge, you know, I'm old school. I like that, you know, work it in. But there are games and opponents where the great equalizer is, you know, I mean, if it just changes everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, because a team goes down and they're knocking down threes, and your opponent, well, they're forced, you know, they're running their game. Mm-hmm. They're, hey, it can change the whole game plan of your opponent.
It can. And especially if you're, one thing we want a lot of is we want as many paint touches as possible.
Yeah.
Even if we don't score for them, even if we don't score from that initial paint touch, because I mean, they got to honor it. But again, like, If we can knock down enough threes tonight and just kind of get them spread out, it'll make those driving lanes a little easier.
Yeah, yeah.
For all of our boys, and kind of get them a little spread out.
Now, Ethan, again, he's older now, mm-hmm. but early, well, he'd get in foul trouble. That was his one boogaboo.
Mm-hmm.
He would slap at the ball. You know, I mean, he would get in a little foul trouble. Now, as you get older, you get wiser.
Mm-hmm.
Or you, as a coach, you hope your players do.
Yep.
Is that, you know, sometimes coaches have different philosophies. We're going to go right at him.
Mm-hmm.
We're not scared at him.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go right at him, get him in foul trouble. And then, you know, because when you have, and look, Rolla's not just Ethan Brown.
No, they're not. They're good across the board.
But, as you know,
mm-hmm.
you get your best player in foul trouble. There's a little bit of, shell shock. Mm-hmm. People have a tendency to stand around. Okay, now what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody goes, well, I'll step up, and they overcompensate. Mm-hmm. They try to do too much, and a team can get in a little trouble. But again, great players are great because they're smart.
Yep. And obviously, Ethan's a very smart player. They have guys all across.
Isaiah, that would be a good defensive matchup.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
I would just be curious if he was one of them that would said, "Hey, coach, can I have a crack at him?"
Josiah's one guy. Josiah's one guy almost every night. He's at the task on most nights of guarding the other team's best player.
Yeah.
Obviously he wants a crack at him. Has zero fear to guard their best guy.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of it, the rest of the guys, they're pretty solid. You got the Jensen Thomas kid who's a really quick point guard. And then you also got, I feel like it's a name that if you've listened to Rolla for years, you always hear about the Foster name.
Oh yeah.
They got another Foster kid, who's I think about 6'2", 6'3",
yeah,
a little longer,
yeah, really good defensive player,
mm-hmm.
Very very good. He usually guards. He'll guard probably your best player,
mm-hmm.
Right? It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a measuring stick.
It is.
And it's a game that the Zizzers can go into. You've got everything to gain. They have everything to lose.
Mm-hmm. But one thing I told our boys last night is that, let's go see what we can do against them.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Why not us?
Why not? And that's, again, the worst thing that could happen to the Zizzers is them come out all tight,
mm-hmm.
And it's, they have nothing to lose.
Yeah, we have absolutely nothing to lose. We just say we got to go out there. We got to execute game plan.
There are benefits, because a win tonight, all of a sudden, going into that district seed meeting, you can say, we did this. What'd you all do?
Could. I could for sure. And we just have to go out there. We got to execute game plan. Our boys got to, obviously we got to keep our heads, got to be able to keep them off the glass, got to dominate the boards. And then just play good basketball.
Yeah. Well, that game will come your way tonight on KDY 102.5. And it'll be a dandy one. Now, freshman, JV, varsity.
So freshman will be in their old, what they call the practice gym at 5:30. JV will be in their new gym at 5:30, and then varsity will play after the JV.
Oh well, so okay, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it you're gonna start probably right at 7.
Most likely.
Yeah. Right on. Okay. All right. Uncle Kevin,
Oh, for sure. Hey, Uncle Kevin and my grandpa are both for sure probably going down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or going up. I always, my boys gave me a hard time yesterday. I said, hey, right, we're going to go down there. I said, coach, hey, you do know it's up. You do know it's north, right? I said, yeah, we're going to go up there.
All right, everybody. Mason Miller, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers. That's your West Plains Zizzer Coaches Show on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.